Welcome to the Monday Business Watch. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Sitting with me inside the KRWG studios is content director for the Las Cruces Sun News, Lucas Pierman. Lucas, good morning, and how are things going?
Oh, things are going well. How are you doing, Edmundo?
Well, I am doing well. You know, I picked up the Sunday paper this weekend and noticed that an article at an event that I was at.
Yeah, isn't that neat?
Yeah, and it was there. It's the cover. Fort Selden Winery, putting family volunteers to work in harvest.
Yeah. So this is the Fort Selden Winery. It's up by Fort Selden, which is Radium Springs, which is about 12, 13 miles north of Las Cruces. And so they got a really neat idea there. So it's a family-owned winery, and they don't hire people to come in and pick the grapes. What they do is they go to their customers, their friends, and say, hey, you want to come help us harvest the grapes this weekend? And they get 30 or so people that come out there and harvest the grapes. And they did that on Saturday the 3rd, so Labor Day weekend. They got about 30 people out there to harvest the grapes, and this is for the grapes that will go to make their drier wines.
Their drier wines, because then I think in about a week or so, they're going to pick the other grapes for the sweet wines as they get more sugar content. Now, the reason that they use volunteers is that the winery itself is only about an acre, so it's really not large enough to bring in a large crew. And so the small crew of family, friends, volunteers. And, you know, that list fills up quick. People want to do it and try it. I've done it now. This was my fifth time there.
Yeah.
And, it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. And in exchange for volunteering, you get to sample some of the product.
And that's always good.
Yeah. And so it's just kind of neat that you have these family-run businesses that can go to their customer base, their patrons, and say, hey, we have this opportunity for you to come and be a part of our winemaking process. And the volunteers sign up on that list right away. You know, the list just fills up. So it's just a really neat idea.
It's a cool concept. And, you know, again, what I enjoy about it the most is being able to just to go out there and hang out in the morning. You know, my father was a migrant worker, and I wanted to see what he experienced as a migrant worker, but without having to do it, just as a volunteer doing it. And it's been a lot of fun. Like I said, I take my 16-year-old daughter with me, and she goes and picks grapes, doesn't complain, gets up. We're there by 7 in the morning. And, you know, with the amount of volunteers that show up, we're done in about 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then we have a nice lunch that they serve us.
Yep. I think that's just great, especially over Labor Day weekend when you do have the wine festivals in town. And you may go to that, and then to be a part of that process of where the wines come from, is just – that takes that whole kind of wine concept to a whole nother level.
It's a great cover story. Thank you for covering that. Had a good time doing that. Now, here's something. You know, I have to admit, it's been a while since I've been to 10 Pin Alley. So their new marketing strategy kind of is appealing towards me because it has been a while.
Yeah. So what they're going to be doing is marketing toward families. They've redesigned. They've brought in some new TVs, chairs, bowling facilities. They've kind of done some upgrades to the snack bar, to Q Time and Jose Murphy's, which are the businesses on either end of the bowling alley, but connected to the bowling alley. And so now they're ready to kind of go out there and say, if it's been a while, come back and visit us.
And, you know, for somebody like myself who has a 16-year-old and a 6-year-old, it is the kind of place that, you know, we tend to forget about that, you know, as you're looking for activities to do, especially during a hot summer, why go outside when you can go inside? It's nice and cool and you can have a family good time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been to the bowling alley multiple times over the past 10 years or so. I've always had a good time there. I've always had a blast. No matter if I'm with friends and their children or if I'm with an older crowd that's just looking to go out and, you know, enjoy a few drinks on a Friday or Saturday night. I've gone to the bowling alley.
They still have Rock and Roll, don't they?
They still have Rock and Roll.
Mm-hmm. And that's on Friday and Saturday nights. And that's when they turn off all the lights and it glows, and you bowl in the dark.
And there's loud music, and
you know, it's been a while since I've done that. I'm going to have to give that a try, but, you know, they have rock and roll on Saturday and Sundays. Now, they're working really hard to start a youth league.
Yep, they've created a whole series of new youth leagues that are kicking off, or they did kick off on Sunday. And so, but I think you can still sign up, so if you're interested in getting your kids into bowling, you can call the bowling alley and find out about those leagues.
Now, they have a peewee league for ages 5 to 7, a middle youth league for ages 8 to 12, and a high school youth league ages 13 to 20. Now, this is something that's – how do leagues work? Is it once a week or twice a week where you go and bowl and keep score and all that good stuff?
Yeah, I think it depends on the league. For the peewee league, it's probably more like once a week. I think for the ones that appeal to the older youth, they're going to bowl more frequently.
Now, bowling is kind of a tradition. Many people have done it as a family, and one of the traditions I enjoy when I do go to the bowling center is the snack bar. It's like one of those indulgences that you partake of because of their nachos that are stacked
dogs,
like
burgers.
A foot high, and their burgers are always there. And the cool thing is that the snack bar, it's not just hot dogs and nachos. They actually have the full-service restaurant of Jose Murphy's.
Yeah, and they are redoing their menu, so they're going to start offering some more items. I've had the nachos there multiple times at the bowling alley. I'm not sure if I've ever had a burger.
Their burgers are real good.
That's what I hear.
They're real good. Green chili cheeseburgers are excellent. They're good. It's a good, indulgent meal because it's done very well. And, you know, the nachos, it's not nacho cheese. It's actual cheddar cheese that is just just done very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a nice activity to go out and do on a weekend.
Okay, and very quickly, tell me about this ACI event that's happening.
Yeah, so we have a group here, the Association of Commerce and Industry, that is going to be exploring the pitfalls of New Mexico's business law environment. And they have a couple of things that are coming up.
And you can read all about it in the Las Cruces business sections, a news business section. Lucas, thank you very much.
Thank you.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.